Good morning and welcome. Please be seated. Before we begin our service, which I think might win the contest for the longest title of a Sunday, the last Sunday of Pentecost, the reign of Christ, might be the longest, we've got a few announcements.
Hi, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning. I just want to invite you to breakfast next Sunday between the services. We're going to get together with our 8:30 brethren and have breakfast together. And in honor of Paul Grambo, we're going to have the country sausage that everybody loves. So make sure you come out and eat hearty. Breakfast will be served at 9:30, so come early for your service and enjoy a great breakfast together and then come into service. I'd like to see everybody there. Thanks.
Thank you. Oh, there's more.
Good morning. On December 7th, St. James is hosting Breakfast with Santa on behalf of the Old South Community Organization. So that's Saturday, December 7th from 10 until 12. And we are decorating and setting up the night before December 6th from 4 to 6. We have to set up the tables and chairs this year also. So it would be really great if we could have a few more volunteers. And I also need a few more volunteers for the day of on the Saturday. If you are interested and available, please come see me at coffee hour. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And last but not least, the Kids Camino starts up this Tuesday. We're still preparing things, but we've got volunteers, we've got snacks, we've got songs. We're ready to go and to welcome the children from the parish, children from the neighborhood, really anyone is welcome, five and up, to learn a little bit about Advent, to learn a little bit about Jesus, and to meet some new friends. So I hope to see some of you there. Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God, let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, our Lord and King, grant that the peoples of the earth, now divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his gentle and loving rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. These are the last words of David. The oracle of David, son of Jesse, the oracle of the man whom God exalted, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the favorite of the strong one of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord speaks through me. His word is upon my tongue. The God of Israel has spoken. The Rock of Israel has said to me, one who rules over people justly, ruling in the fear of God, is like the light of the morning, like the sun rising on a cloudless morning, gleaming from the rain on the grassy land. Is not my house like this with God? For he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. Will he not cause to prosper all my help and my desire? But the godless are all like thorns that are thrown away, for they cannot be picked up with the hand. To touch them, one uses an iron bar or the shaft of a spear, and they are entirely consumed in fire on the spot. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A The Lord will dwell in Zion forever. The Lord will dwell in Zion forever. The Lord has sworn an oath to David. In truth he will not break it. In the sun, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If your children keep my covenant and my testimonies that I shall teach them, their children will sit upon your throne forevermore. The Lord will dwell in Zion forever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired her for his habitation. This shall be my resting place forever. Here will I dwell, for I delight in her. The Lord will dwell in Zion forever. I will surely bless her provisions and satisfy her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful people will rejoice and sing. The Lord will dwell in Zion forever. There will I make the horn of David flourish. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed. As for his enemies, I will clothe them with shame. But as for him, his crown will shine. My Lord will dwell in Zion forever. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord has sworn an oath to David. In truth he will not break it. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Please be seated. The year was 1985. And the weird new service book called The Book of Alternative Services was published and was making its way to parishes all over the Anglican Church of Canada. You don't need me to tell you that the BAS is a little different from the BCP. They had made a few small changes here and there. One of the things that changed was the calendar. We adopted the common lectionary, and suddenly dates moved around, names of Sundays changed, and there was at least one new to us feast. The Sunday next before Advent, affectionately known as Stir Up Sunday, the day unofficially reserved for making Christmas puddings, was gone. And in its place was the last Sunday of Pentecost, the reign of Christ. It was lovely to hear and to pray the old stir-up collect this morning at the 8:30 service. And it is good to celebrate the reign of Christ this morning. This is still a pretty new celebration, all things considered. And it's important to recognize that the celebration of the reign of Christ still makes some of us uncomfortable, and not just because of the puddings. Talking about Jesus as king, using words like kingdom and referring to Christ's reign, his rule, brings to mind the earthly kings and queens, prime ministers and presidents that we hear about in the news and read about in our history books. Now, we live in a democracy, and we have so much more freedom and safety and justice than those who lived in the Roman Empire did. But even in democracies, we struggle with systems that are not just. We hear our leaders use the language of fear and the potential for violence to pass laws that are not as good as they could be. It seems that every human institution, including the church, the temptation to use power and authority for control and personal gain is very real. But this painful reality is not an awkward fact that we are hoping to ignore today. It is the very reason we celebrate the reign of Christ this morning. Today we hear Pilate question Jesus. The empire questions God. And we get to see up close what kind of king we have in Jesus. We get to see just how different Jesus is from any worldly ruler. This morning we hear the truth, the good news, that the kingdom of God has virtually nothing in common with any human kingdom or power or authority. Pilate asks Jesus over and over if he is a king. Pilate is not just curious. The Roman peace relies on the brutal suppression of local power, and anyone claiming authority that has not come from Rome must be put down. And Jesus knows this as he answers Pilate's questions. But he does answer them, because that isn't what the kingdom of God is about. Instead of a king who uses violence to control, our king suffers violence to save. And it isn't just today's gospel that tells us just how different Christ's reign will be. The readings we have heard throughout the season of Pentecost have told us what we can expect from Jesus and how we too can live as God's citizens now. By feeding the hungry and healing the sick, by spending time in prayer and being open to learning. And so now we have an incredible opportunity because we can take what we know about Jesus, what we know about the kingdom. We know that the kingdom of God does not come through violent overthrow or mob rule. The kingdom of God comes through self-sacrifice for the benefit of others. Jesus does not and will not rule through force or coercion or threat, as the emperor did. Jesus will rule through abiding, unconditional love and compassion. And so we take this and we look around the world and see the powers and principalities, the governments and institutions that hold sway and authority, and we compare them to Jesus' example. As people who seek to follow Christ, we can encourage and remind ourselves and our neighbors and our leaders what loving, caring, responsible leadership looks like. We also have many examples from our tradition, many names of saints and important people who engaged tirelessly in this work. And I bet you know who I'm going to mention now, because Desmond Tutu is famous for this exact work. The Archbishop's vocal opposition to apartheid, his equally fierce opposition to violence from anyone, his commitment to compassion and understanding for all South Africans, not just the oppressed, but also the oppressors, are just some of the reasons why we continue to read his books. Archbishop Tutu was more than willing to speak quite forcefully when people and institutions fell short of the gospel, no matter who they were. So nobody in the government or in the church was safe from his reminders that hate and injustice should never find a home in our hearts. But that's not it, is it? He also managed to refrain from criticizing all kinds of people when he felt that criticism was unjustified or unhelpful. This kind of ministry takes a strength that I can only aspire to. But it's not just strength, because Archbishop Tutu's ministry wasn't just filled with serious conversation and struggle. His ministry was also defined by joy. It was filled with laughter. He was, by his own admission, mischievous. He danced and he rejoiced in the goodness of God. And that was just as infectious as his tireless work for justice. The reign of Christ is also marked by shared meals and love and laughter, by unexpected relationships and friendships with people we're not supposed to like, by the peace that comes from being safe and whole. Next week, we enter into Advent, the season where we prepare for Christ's second coming, when God's kingdom will come in fullness. We do this by remembering and preparing for his birth. During Advent, we will be encouraged to slow down just a little bit. Slow down and remember why we are so busy, what exactly we are running around preparing for. Yes, it is Christmas with the candles and the trees and the celebration. And yes, it is the coming kingdom of God, the reign of Christ, the fulfillment of our hope, the deep sense of peace that touches the deepest, darkest parts of our souls, the joy that fills to overflowing, and the incredible, healing love of God that all creation will experience. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to preparing, and I'm looking forward to that time. And I hope you are too. Amen. Let us stand and confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God.
Let us pray. The Lord is King.
Let the people rejoice.
Lord Jesus Christ, your kingdom encompasses the whole world and stretches beyond the heavens. Renew your church to trust in your providence and victory. Strengthen the faint-hearted in the face of persecution and turmoil. The Lord is King.
Let the people rejoice.
Lord Jesus Christ, you stood before Pilate with dignity and integrity. Give wisdom and discernment to all who govern, that truth may be heard and honored. By your grace, may peace prevail. The Lord is King.
Let the people rejoice.
Lord Jesus Christ, at your arrest, many deserted you, and a few watched from the shadows. Be with those who face trial alone, and with appropriate adults who accompany accused juveniles. By your redeeming power, give us opportunity to amend our ways. The Lord is King.
Let the people rejoice.
Lord Jesus Christ, you chose to subject yourself to human frailty. By your presence, bless us in our weaknesses. Hold us in your love. We pray especially today for Anna, Gavin, Don and Nancy, Mary, Kate, Kevin, Lupe and family, Karen and Grace, Catherine, Philip and Nelta, Joan, Sylvia, Carolyn, William, Rebecca, Edward and Amy, Dennis and family, Robert, Cherie, and Brian, and others for whom your prayers are desired. The Lord is King.
Let the people rejoice.
Lord Jesus Christ, you embraced death and made it the gateway to glory. Do not forsake us at the hour of our death. We pray today for Eunice Smith. May she rest in peace. Bring us to rejoice in your eternal kingdom. The Lord is King.
Let the people rejoice.
I'm looking around for Michael, who is not here. Well, he's the one blessing the new ministry. So could everyone who's involved in running the Kids Camino, all the volunteers come up, if there are any? I'm looking around as someone maybe goes and gets Michael, because I don't know what he's written. I'm looking around to see if anybody else is here. But we will represent everybody. There's a whole team behind us. Benjamin's in the... Wonderful. Maybe they'll bring Benjamin in as well.
What a prayerful moment. I don't need to catch my breath or anything. The kids in this parish are wonderful. And so what we're doing with the Kids Camino, I'm so excited for. And so I offer you this blessing. Lord Jesus, You welcomed young people and blessed them, and reminded us that the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are the children of God. Bless these your servants who work with young people in our community. Guide them in their projects, fill them with peace, patience, and love, and help them to inspire all with whom they work. Let your spirit of wisdom and understanding be with them, and give them joy and peace in their hearts. Lord Jesus, we praise you, for you are our Lord and Father forever and ever. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ,
God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Michael. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you, God, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
That's peace. That's peace.
Eternal God, by your grace you have raised us up and enthroned us with Christ in the heavenly realms. Receive all we offer you this day and lead us in those good works for which you have created us. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You exalted him as Lord of all creation, that he might present to you an eternal and universal kingdom, a kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love, and peace. Therefore, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, as heaven and earth proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
"Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Take off.
Let us stand and continue in prayer. Almighty God, you have made us a royal priesthood in the kingdom of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Make known his victory through us, we pray, that all the world may see his light. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you this day and always. My dear friends in Christ, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.